This is our Be Moment, our moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. Today, I am inspiring you to act as if your prayer has been answered. By now, if you've been listening, you know that the Blues to Blessings website was recently hacked into, and I was told that all content was lost. Refusing to accept this verdict, I immediately began to pray. I then called the hosting company three separate times. During the third call, I was transferred to John, and at first, John reiterated the same news the other two texts told me earlier. But then, John saw something, and with a little optimism in his voice, he told me to hold on again. When he put me on hold, I began to pray. But this time, I began to act as if my prayer had already been answered. So first, I thanked God. Second, I visualized myself walking in the door, and before I even put my purse down, I told my husband, "Honey, God restored the sight." In my head, I was already writing John's rave review. I was acting as if my prayer was answered before it was. When I turned to the scriptures, this is exactly what the prophet Elijah did. During a severe drought, Elijah told King Ahab to prepare a feast because a mighty rainstorm was coming. Elijah then climbed to the top of Mount Carmel and fell to the ground and prayed. Elijah knew the power of acting as if his prayer was already answered as a mighty rainstorm soon followed. So as you reflect on that, hold on to these words, but let him ask in faith with no doubting, for the one who doubts is like a wave of the sea that is driven and tossed by the wind. James 1:6. Share today's message and watch Be Moments every Wednesday on the Blues to Blessings YouTube channel. So today, act as if